Hello, everyone. Welcome to our monthly member meeting. And I do have a few things that I can share with you tonight. But I'm just feeling, before I get started, to ask if any members have any questions. Does anybody have any question about anything at all regarding Awakening Together? If so, please put up your hand and we'll start there. If not, I'll move into my agenda. Okay, first question from Adele. Will the Tao Te Ching be offered as a course without taking the ministerial program? Actually, I did offer the Tao just now. and there were a couple people who took it. I think Sharon took it without being a part of the ministerial program. The way that works, Adele and everyone else, is if a class is not full, we can have 9 people in a class. And if a class is not full, I usually make an announcement saying that there are seats available and people can sign up for the class. And then they do. And that's how we get just a few more people in the class. So we just finished doing that. And I'm sure next time it comes around, if it's not full, again, we will announce that it's not full and that you can register. Right now, I personally have, I have 4 classes that I'm teaching. One is the validation course to the board of directors and the trustees. But then I have 3 regular MPP classes, one on Monday morning, one on Wednesday night, and one on Thursday night. Both my Monday morning and my Thursday night classes are regularly full, but my Wednesday night class is not. So usually whatever it is that I am teaching, I also make it available through a daily update. If somebody wants to take the class, they can, because there's usually seats there. The problem for some people with that Wednesday night class is that it is a class that was set up for people on the West Coast. So the time is 7 to 9 Pacific time. If you're on the East Coast, that makes it 10 to midnight. And so for a lot of people on the East Coast, that's just way too late. But my other classes are full. Now, one thing that is coming up is David Hempel, who's here in the room, and Nikki Dobson are going to be offering True Discernment, which is a class that many people have said they want to take. And again, first, it's open to those who are registering for the MPP program. But if one or both of their classes do not fill, somebody who wants to take True Discernment without being a minister can register for one of those vacant seats. David's class is going to be on Tuesday evenings. I don't have the time right in front of me. David, do you remember your time? And Nikki's class is going to be on Wednesday mornings. Hers, I do remember the time. It's 10 to noon on Eastern time. 10 to noon Eastern time on Wednesday mornings. And David Hempel's class will be 6:30 to 8:30 Central, which is 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern. So, you know, the most important thing to do if you want to catch these opportunities is to watch the daily updates. You know, you can even just, the daily updates comes into your inbox every day, assuming you've signed up for them. If you haven't, I recommend it. And David Hempel's class is going to be p.m., so it'll be 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Time p.m., True Discernment. But when I make these announcements, usually there's not a lot of time. By the time we know whether there's room in the class or not, there may be a week or less to register. And I make an announcement through the daily updates and give you a link to register. And so the best thing to do is just to keep your eye on those daily updates. And then when there's room in a class, I will announce it. And if it's a class that interests you, you can register for it. So you don't have to be someone who wants to be a minister to register for MPP. It's just you only get in there when there's still seats available. Those who are in the minister program have priority. Now, I did see the question. I also see that Dove answered it, but I will say it out loud. Dove has a class that starts tomorrow. It's a 2-day class. It's September 8th and September 15th. It's called the Core Message of ACIM. And his class will not be in this room. It will be in another room. And when you register for the class, he sends you instructions to tell you how to find the room for class. Now, if you want to register for Dove's class, yes, in a class, it's in a room called the Awakening Together Classroom. That classroom, though, you can't find it unless it's open for a class. Like if you went looking for it right now to say, oh, where's the Awakening Together classroom? You won't find it because it only shows up in the list when it's open, right, for a class. Now, there is still time, I think. Dove, is that true? Are you still taking people registering for that class? Yeah, I guess so, because he just gave you the link. Okay, his class starts tomorrow, but you can still register. Absolutely, you can still register. So he just gave a link in the room if you want to register for Dove's class, or you can go to awakening-together.org, click on classes, and you'll see his class, Core Message of A Course in Miracles. It says something like start September 8th, and you can register there. So there's still time. While we're on the subject of classes, let me just talk a little bit about MPP. That was on my agenda, but I will jump ahead to it. The MPP program does not start very often. It kind of depends on how many people appear to be wanting the class, because we don't want to offer it unless we have a good number of people, because it takes a lot of time to offer the MPP program. It's a huge commitment on the part of the facilitator. And so, and it lasts 2 years. So we need enough people to kind of make it worth the facilitator's time, if that makes sense. So probably, you know, unless we have this huge bang of people wanting MPP, probably no more than twice a year will we start new MPP groups. MPP being, again, the Minister Preparation Program. I started a group in February, and it turned out that there were enough people that I have 3 classes that I'm teaching from the February group. And now new groups are starting in September. We have 2 classes that are being offered, and there's an intro to MPP class, which is required as the first class, and it's being offered this week. Tuesday night, Intro to MPP is being offered by David Hempel. Again, that's 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Time. And then on Wednesday morning, Intro to MPP is being offered by Nikki Dobson. That's 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. And if you want to register for one of these classes, the intro class is free. It's a 2-hour free class just to teach you all about what it means to be an Awakening Together minister, what the commitment is to both the program as a student in the program and to Awakening Together as one of its ministers. It tells you all about the fees. If you can't, you have to come to the Intro to MPP class, learn about what it means to be a minister, learn about the program, and then if you feel to after that 2-hour class, you can apply to the program. And so far, everyone that's applied has been accepted. We're not, one of those highly competitive schools. But you have to apply to the program, and once you are accepted, then you can register for the classes in the program. Now I'm getting a question. It says, Regina, I am a Pathways of Light minister. Does that count for any of the classes? You would be able to skip the Course in Miracles class if you're a Pathways of Light minister. You would not have to take that one. We would say you already have credit if you're a Pathways of Light minister. But you would need to take the other classes. For those of you who don't know what the classes are, the very first class is called True Discernment. It's an 11-week class. It's a non-theological, non-religious class that teaches spiritual discernment and really emphasizes the core values of Awakening Together. And after the True Discernment class, there is an open book test. And when you pass that test, you have completed what is called phase 1 of the MPP program. And then there's also a phase 2. Phase 2 is a series of classes, and you can take them in any order. And in fact, you have up to 5 years to complete the MPP program if you don't want to take them all at once. But if you take them all at once, along with breaks, because we do give breaks, it's approximately 2 years to finish the entire program. If we went back to back, it's 72 weeks, but we always take breaks. So it's approximately 2 years. The classes that are in phase two are True Meditation, Introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, Introduction to the Tao Te Ching, Understanding Purification, Introduction to Buddhism, Jesus of the New Testament, Introduction to NTI, the Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament, Sufi Thought, Introduction to Kabbalah or Kabbalah, depending on how you say it, the Teachings of Ramana Maharshi, the Teachings of Nisargadatta Maharaj, the Teachings of Inner Ramana, and then the last class is called Being an Awakening Together Minister. So those are the classes. Now, I just did a teaching about not amassing knowledge, that we don't need to amass knowledge. And some people, when they hear that list of classes, they think, well, that's amassing a lot of knowledge. But it isn't. That's not the way the courses are written. The courses are contemplative and meditative. And the real purpose of these courses is to bring out your inner spiritual wisdom. And I watch people, I don't know how to say this, connect with their inner wisdom at different times. Different courses make different people pop. You know, David Hemphill, who's here, I would say he popped. David, you could disagree with me if you want to, but he popped during Jesus of the New Testament, a big pop. And now the clarity that is coming to him and through him is a much higher caliber than before. And as I was saying before, if you are a Pathways of Light minister, I will allow you to skip the Course in Miracles. Oh, I think I forgot to list Course in Miracles in the list. In addition to all those other things I listed, Introduction to A Course in Miracles. I forgot to list that one. But if you're a Pathways of Light minister, I would allow you to skip that one class. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's not unusual for different churches, even if you're already a minister of one church, it's not unusual for a different church to say, no, you have to go through our entire curriculum. And that's because you're really learning what that church wants its ministers to know. You know, what a Catholic church wants its ministers to know and what a Baptist church wants its ministers to know are different. And the fact that you may have been a Catholic priest for 20 years and now you're becoming Baptist, you still have to go through the Baptist seminary. You know, it doesn't transfer over. So that's very normal. And again, Pathways of Light is A Course in Miracles. Awakening Together is much more than A Course in Miracles. So we will allow you to skip that class. We'll give you credit for that. But you need to go through all of the other classes. And there's not a single person that I know of that's in the MPP program who does not think it's worth their time. In fact, I think they're grateful to be in it. In the three classes where I have people registered, we've only had two people drop since it began in February. And both of them dropped because they were in foreign countries and their internet was not consistent and the class is taught on the internet. So they just couldn't make it. And so they dropped. So far, we haven't had anybody drop the program because they weren't finding the program valuable. Everyone who started is still with the program except for those two who had internet difficulties. And both of them dropped with regrets. They really didn't want to. And I guess I'll just say again, if you're even curious about the MPP program, if you're even curious, this week is the opportunity to take Intro to MPP so that you can satisfy your curiosity and really say, is this for me? You can take Intro to MPP and decide it's not, and that's fine. Or you can take Intro to MPP and decide it is. but you may not have the chance again until next year. So if you're something in you is saying, wow, maybe now I should look, maybe now I should look, well then I would say maybe now you should look. And you can go to awakening-together.org, click on classes, and you'll be able to register for Intro to MPP there. Again, one class is this Tuesday night, 2 days away, from 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Time. And the other class is this Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. And it is free. It's a great opportunity to just look in the program and see if it's for you. There is a commitment to the program. There's homework. The homework, however, is the core of the program, the heart of the program. But in the Intro to MPP class, we're very honest about what the homework is, so you can decide whether you want to make that commitment or not. And if you don't, that's fine. Are there any questions about MPP before I move on in my agenda? All right, then. Somebody in my house right now is cooking something that smells really, really good. I'll just say that out loud. I don't know who it is. Probably Danielle. Yeah, it has to be Danielle because Jasmine's not here. She's up there cooking. Oh, she says it's a frozen burrito. Well, it smells good.
It's not frozen anymore.
It's not frozen anymore. That's why it smells so good. Yeah. The next thing I want to talk about then is a new policy that we have. Now, for those of you who don't know, Awakening Together, the member board of trustees and the board of directors are still in the process of building our core policies. And the policies are basically the internal law that we are deciding on together and then agreeing to follow. And there's a couple reasons for having policies. One, some of you may remember that when we started Awakening Together, the guidance was to apply for church status, and all of these policies are going to help in that when we apply for our church status. But also, Awakening Together is not intended to run based on the whim of one leader. So what happens is we get together as groups of leaders. We have two groups of leaders, the member board of trustees and the board of directors. The member board of trustees writes and approves the policies initially, and then the board of directors maybe makes an edit and then approves them finally. And then there's been a number of people, that would be about, 15 people involved in deciding how we do things in Awakening Together. And then everyone is obliged to follow the policy, including me. So if you call and say, hey, can I have a scholarship to such and such an event, you know, it's not up to me. It's not up to whether I like you or don't like you or whether I feel like giving away money or don't feel like giving away money. It's not up to my whim. We have a policy and we follow the policy, right? So it's really kind of sweet. It's kind of sweet that we're a policy-driven organization. It just means we're taking the individual out of it. And so we have a new policy that was approved at the last board of directors meeting that I just want to inform you all about. And this policy we call the classes policy. And this policy actually came about because of Dove. Dove contacted us and said he wanted to offer a class through Awakening Together. And, you know, we didn't have a policy about that. And so we discussed it amongst ourselves and came to agreement, forwarded it to the board of directors, and now we have a policy. So we have a policy that talks about when classes can be offered as Awakening Together classes and when they can't. And so I want to share that with you, except for some reason I'm having a little bit of trouble clicking on it. There we go. I had to move my mouse much slower. It wasn't happy with my fast mousing. I'm going to give you a link to this policy in case you want to look at it yourself. By the way, all of our approved policies you'll find at awakening-together.org underneath four members. You'll find a page that says Policies and Procedures. And what you'll find there, in addition to our approved policies, you will also find our constitution, our bylaws, our financial philosophy, and our growth philosophy. But I've just put a link in the room to the new classes policy. And basically, the gist of the classes policy is that any Awakening Together ordained minister, licensed minister, or certified teacher can offer a class as an Awakening Together class. Now, an ordained minister, first of all, we have three ordained ministers right now. That would be Phil and Dove and me. And for those of you who don't know, Phil and Dove and me have been with this organization since April of 2006. This organization that's now called Awakening Together was formerly called Foundation for the Holy Spirit. In fact, legally, that's still our primary name. Awakening Together is our doing business as name. So we were known as Foundation for the Holy Spirit. Dove, Phil, and I were the founders. So we've been with the organization since it was founded. In addition to that, Dove is one of the co-founders of this room, which is now our sanctuary. He's been with this room since January 1 of 2004. So the three of us have a very long history with the organization. And so when Awakening Together was formed, we were given the three key leadership positions. Phil is the chairman of the board. Dove was the first vice president. He's no longer vice president. He has moved position, but he was vice president when we started Awakening Together, and I was the president. And then when the trustees got together, who at that time were just called the founding members, when the founding members got together and started designing this, in the beginning there were three founding members. It was me and Jacqueline Eckert and Tom Conway. And we started designing Awakening Together. Since we knew we needed to apply for church status, we knew we needed ministers, we decided that our key positions, the chairman of the board, the president, and the vice president, must be ministers. And so we did what many churches do. We declared the first chairman of the board, the first president, and the first vice president as ministers because of their position when we started, which means Dove, Phil, and I were all graced with ordination. So the three of us right now are ordained ministers. Now, everyone else who's in the MPP program, when they finish, they will also be ordained ministers, however, and there's no limit to the number of ordained ministers that we can have in our program, in our assembly, I mean. Anybody who feels called to be an ordained minister and goes through the MPP program will be an ordained minister. So everyone who is an ordained minister can choose to offer a class and as an Awakening Together class. But in addition to that, our licensed ministers can also offer a class as an Awakening Together class. And we have a lot more licensed ministers. Licensed ministers are people who have completed phase one of the MPP program, which means they took that 11-week true discernment class and passed the test, and they are also on one of our boards. So people who have completed phase one of MPP and is on the board of directors or the member board of trustees are a licensed minister. And they can also offer classes as an Awakening Together class. And by the way, if anybody wants to see the entire list of ordained and licensed ministers, that of course is at Awakening Together. It's underneath About Us, and it's on a page called Awakening Together Ministers, and I'm getting that link for you right now. So this page talks briefly about the difference between an ordained minister and a licensed minister, and then it lists all of our current ministers under About Us and then our ministers, yeah. However, in addition to, and this is really new news, this is brand new news, nobody's aware of it except for the Board of Trustees and the Board of Directors. In addition to ordained ministers and licensed ministers offering Awakening Together classes, certified teachers can offer Awakening Together classes. And here's the definition of a certified teacher. A certified teacher is anyone who has completed true discernment and passed the test. You don't even have to be a part of the MPP program. In fact, we have a couple people. Kathy, who's here in the room now, is not in the MPP program, but she took true discernment. Yeah, Lynn. Lynn, you took true discernment and passed the test, right? Kathy took true discernment and passed the test. You are now certified teachers. And soon, by soon, I probably mean in 3 or 4 weeks, because I have a retreat next week that's going to keep me pretty busy. But soon, before you're too old and gray, I will send you your certificates. I will be sending certificates and a letter explaining to every single person who is a certified teacher. So we probably have around 25 certified teachers. They just don't know it yet because this is new news. And all certified teachers can offer a class as an Awakening Together class. And again, anybody who wants to take True Discernment, and True Discernment is going to be starting in September, you don't have to be a part of the MPP program to take True Discernment as long as there's space available. And anybody who takes True Discernment and passes the test is a certified teacher. So that's really open to a lot of people to be able to offer these classes. Now, what is an Awakening Together class? Well, in order to offer an Awakening Together class, we do need to make sure that it's in harmony with our purpose and our core values. So we will ask you to develop a syllabus, and I'll show you what components need to go in the syllabus. It's not that difficult. You know, some of the things that need to go in the syllabus are the class purpose and the objectives of the class, the number of sessions you're planning to offer, the length of each session, the fee you would like to ask for, but I need to approve the fee. You know, we need to make sure all fees are reasonable. You know, if you said you wanted to charge $1,000 per person for a 10-week course, I'd probably say, I don't think so, because that's just not within our financial philosophy. But the class fees need to be approved, your proposed schedule, any texts or materials that you're providing, any texts or materials that you're asking the participants to purchase, what you expect from the participants. All of this will be in the syllabus. And then I would look at the syllabus and, you know, hopefully approve the syllabus. And then once the syllabus is approved, what Awakening Together will do, our part of the partnership is, we will communicate the class on the Awakening Together website and through Awakening Together updates and through announcements during our weekly gatherings and our member meetings and on our Facebook pages and all of that. So we communicate it broadly. We also will create the form and the process to register participants. We'll collect all fees. We'll provide you with a class roster. And then the facilitator will get 75% of the fees collected, and Awakening Together will retain 25% for our administrative work. We will also maintain records of participants who have participated in each class, so that 5 years from now you can say, can I see everybody who's taken this class from me in the last 5 years? And we'll be able to provide that. We will also provide a class certificate template to you, so you can give a certificate to everyone who completes your class. So that's the new classes policy. And again, you can read all about it, along with all of our other policies and procedures. And, you know, sometime soon, but not immediate, because like I said, I have a retreat coming up and there's a lot of work around retreats. But sometime soon, I will be notifying everyone who is a certified teacher, notifying them of the policy. I'll send out a copy of the policy. I'll send out your certificates, and we'll see. Maybe some other classes will begin to be offered. Yeah. Does anybody have any questions about the new classes policy before I move on? And yeah, Dolores is a certified teacher now, although she didn't know that. Yeah, she's a certified teacher. A lot of people are certified teachers and don't know it, and I will get around to telling them, you know, sometime soon. All right, then. I'll move on. She didn't know. Yippee, certified teacher. Yeah. And some people may ask, you know, nobody has here, which is wonderful, but some people may ask, you know, well, why do you have, you know, ordained ministers, licensed ministers, and certified teachers? Isn't that separation? I don't really perceive it as separation, because anybody who wants to take true discernment can. Anybody who wants to become a minister can. But the real reason for it is because Awakening Together does have a purpose and core values. And we want to make sure everybody who's teaching a class really understands the purpose and core values and is teaching in harmony with that purpose and core values and not off teaching something that isn't in harmony. And when you go through the True Discernment course, you become very familiar with those. So somebody who's been through that course really understands the heart of awakening together, and then we're comfortable with them representing our purpose and core values in their class. So that's really the reasoning. All right. The next thing on my agenda, 2 weeks from tonight, will be our monthly Awakening Together satsang. Some of you may remember our last satsang we had, Chris Celine. We had Chris Celine as our guest. She actually wasn't live. I had her on the phone because she wasn't available on Sunday night, but she was lovely. I hope you all have had the chance to listen to her. Chris Celine's teaching is based on A Course in Miracles, which I know is very, very fond, very, very, many of you are very, very fond of it. It's a favorite here at Awakening Together. And she has great clarity. Great clarity. So if you haven't had the chance to hear Chris Celine and you want to, you can just go to awakening-together.org, click on the inspiration menu, and then underneath the inspiration menu, you'll find featured talks, and you'll be able to find Chris Celine's talk there. So she was our last Awakening Together satsang. The person I have scheduled for our next Awakening Together satsang, which will be 2 weeks from tonight, is Bentino Massaro. In fact, I'll type his website in the room. His website is BentinoMassaro.com. And I was trying to recall how I came to know of Bentino. And I think it's possible my friend Paula told me about him, or my friend Donna, or both. Sometimes two or three people will tell me about someone, and that's what catches my ear, right? The fact that I heard the name more than once. And Bentino Massaro is very young. I don't know how old he is. I would guess he's 26-ish. He's very young. And he has a lot of clarity. When he first started teaching, which was, you know, probably 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 4 years ago when I first started watching him, to be honest, my feeling was he still needed to mature as a teacher. That, you know, you could tell that he had clarity, but he needed to mature as a teacher. And I feel now that he really has matured as a teacher. He is a wonderful teacher. In fact, I invited, he lives in Boulder, Colorado. He doesn't live far from me. It's spelled B-E-N-T-I-N-H-O. B-E-N-T-I-N-H-O. And then his last name is M-A-S-S-A-R-O. And his website is just his name.com, BentinoMassaro.com. But he lives in Boulder, so I don't remember when it was, maybe about a year ago, maybe a little less, I invited him to Pueblo. And I invited him to do a day satsang with everyone who lives here in Pueblo. And I think we had approximately 20 people show up. And it was an incredible day. Anybody who was there will tell you it was an incredible day. In fact, one person who really surprised me, I didn't think he would come, and he came, was Brent Haskell. Brent Haskell came and loved him. So, you know, he's really a very clear teacher. Yeah, Jacqueline's here. She was there. She lived in Pueblo then. Yeah, and Tom loved Bentino. Yeah, I think Lynn wasn't able to make it, so Lynn was not there. But most everybody else in Pueblo was there. We even had a couple people come down from Colorado Springs for the day. Bentino has three primary teachings. The first teaching is called Always Already Present. And this teaching is about recognizing awareness. And it's actually, that teaching is actually a rather common teaching in the non-dual community. And in fact, that's the teaching that Bentino was teaching like 4 years ago when I thought he needed more maturing, that he wasn't really ready yet. when he really started catching my attention was when he moved to the next phase. In fact, he actually moved to this next phase of his teaching at the exact same point that I did. It was in June of 2012. I can literally remember. He and I hit the same clarity at the same time. And I was so excited to sit down in the morning and contemplate and write what was coming for me and then go on Facebook and find him writing the exact same thing. It was just magnificent. And so this is when he really started to capture me. That's called beyond experiencing, which is about realizing infinity, realizing what is beyond the experiencer. And then his third teaching is called empowered consciousness. And it's about mastering experience. Okay, Lynn says he's 25, wait, probably 28. Yeah, I don't know exactly how old he is, but he's in that range. He's somewhere in that range. Right there, Lynn. You got the right range. Yeah. I think what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go to Bentino's website. And I'm going to play a little part of a video by him. You'll hear the audio. This is where he talks a little bit about his three teachings, always, already present, beyond experiencing, and empowered consciousness. So you can just get a little bit of an introduction to Bentino. So hold on just one moment while I cue up that video. Jamie's snoring, so if you hear the snoring, it's not anybody in Bentino's audience, it's my dog. All right, here we go. Let's listen to a little bit of Bentino.
I had the good fortune of meeting him when he first started teaching, which was about 3 years ago, and he took the non-dual teaching online.
This is, by the way, at the Science and Non-Duality Conference in San Jose, California, and this is the MC introducing him.
Anyway, and he somehow had a great talent for articulating and transmitting the clarity and truth that he was experiencing and is. And so it's a delight to have you back, Bentino,
well,
and look forward to what you have to share with us today. Thank you.
Can you all hear me? No? Awesome. All right, so what I'm finding is that context is extremely important for meetings like this, and especially since I only have half an hour, not everything I say is going to make sense to you, and it may seem to be a little intellectual, and that's okay. So I'll give you as much context as I can within a brief period of time, and then I'll talk actually about the idea of what time is in my experience. So I have three teachings. The first is called Always Already Present, which is what I think you'll find most non-dual teachers at this conference talk about. The sense of presence, the sense of awareness, waking up to that which is. The isness of everything. Everything is. My pants are, this chair is, your thoughts are. Everything shares that same basic isness. The second teaching is called Beyond Experiencing, which talks about the source of isness, which talks about the absolute, which talks about getting a sense, getting an intuitive sense of infinity, of the vastness of true indescribability. I call that beyondness sometimes. Because it is forever beyond whatever you can ever have as an experience. It's what enables all experience to be. And it's what even enables the experiencer to be experiencing. And then my third teaching is called Empowered Consciousness, which is more along the lines of what I'm going to share with you today. Which is about, so okay, now that we have that peace that is always already present, the peace of awareness that's always already present, now that we've rested in that, now that we know ourselves to be that, now that we know our experiences to be pervaded by that, I no longer need peace. Why would you need peace if you are peace, right? So then the whole sort of spiritual practice thing about resting becomes, shall we say, less prevalent in your experience because you are peace and you know that you are peace. And especially if you open up consciousness to what's beyond consciousness, the source, that infinity, that true beyondness which can never be grasped, the one, the true one beyond all of creation, beyond all of existence, the source of all that is, that gives rise to such a vastness and such a freedom that there no longer is the sense that anything is really rigidly happening. To even begin with, there's nothing really happening. It's just this vastness. So when that is your experience, then what? Then you start exploring, then you start discovering, then you start to get to know life, the mechanics of it, the purpose of it. Why is there life? Why are you sitting in a chair with a body as specific as yours? Why are you listening to these sound vibrations that I'm sharing? Why does it make sense to you? Why are we here? What is this? How does it work? What is this mystery? Can we demystify the mystery a little bit? It will always begin and end in mystery, but can we at least make some kind of sense of this? Of this life, of this human life, this individuated expression of all that is? And yes, we can. So again, if this does not, for some reason, register for you, just take it as a message from your future. Very good.
Yeah, I'm going to pause him right there. And the video I'm looking at now is a 36-minute video, and I've played 4 minutes and 25 seconds of it, and it's not my intention to play the entire video here. I wanted to have you hear him talk about his 3 teachings, always, already present, beyond experiencing, and then empowered consciousness, because he does a really nice little summary of them at the beginning of that particular teaching. One thing I loved, as he said, is if this does not register for you yet, just take this as a message from your future, which is beautiful, actually, because when Bentino first came up with the realization that he is calling beyond experiencing, as I mentioned, I was coming to the same realization at the same time. That was what I called my year of silence in 2012, when I wasn't doing much work at all. I had stopped nearly all tasks. And I was contemplating the 7 steps to awakening every day. And through the 7 steps to awakening, I began to sense, intuit, realize that which is beyond experience as well. And I called it beyond mind. He called it beyond experience. But as I mentioned, I would sit in the morning and I would, you know, write what I was realizing. And then I would go into Facebook and I would see Bentino writing. Sometimes it was so incredible. It was like word for word the same thing. I told people if I didn't know better, I think he was sneaking in my house and stealing my notes and calling them his, because we were so aligned. But what was really interesting to me at that time was there was a particular group that Bentino and I were both in Facebook, and he was excitedly posting his clarity in that group. And the people in the group became angry, they said that Bentino had lost his mind, that he had lost his mind, that at one time he had had clarity and now he had gone beyond clarity, and not lost his mind in the favorable way, like awakening, but lost his mind in the he's crazy now stuff. And it became a really bash Bentino group. They barred him from the group. And when I showed up and said, but wait a minute, I'm realizing the same thing that he's realizing, they kicked me out of the group. And so I think it's so funny when he says, if this does not resonate to you, for you, just see it as, you know, your future speaking. Because what he's saying is, you know, maybe you're still at the first stage. You know, maybe you're still at the always already present, or maybe you're still reaching for the always already present. And if you're still at always already present, or even still reaching for always already present, you're probably not ready for beyond experiencing. And so if this doesn't resonate, you know, just see it as your future speaking. You know, someday this will resonate. And I think he's completely correct there. What I'm doing is I'm reaching for NTI Acts. I'm going to open it up to NTI Acts chapter 19. I want to read something for you that's here in Acts. It says, as you read and listen to the teachers that cross your path, also feel what they say within. If you are to accept what you read or what you hear, I will tell you from within to accept it. You will know it is for you because I have told you it is. If you do not feel an internal confirmation to pay attention and accept what you read or what you hear, you may let it go. And then listen to this sentence. It may not be for you, or it may not be for you now. So, you know, there are some teachings that are from our future, if you will. You know, because we haven't reached certain stages yet, a certain teaching does not yet resonate. A certain teaching may sound crazy, but that doesn't mean the certain teaching is wrong. Now, of course, the people that are in the MPP program are getting a little bit of what he calls beyond experiencing, because when you study the Bhagavad Gita and when you study the Tao Te Ching, they talk about that which is, in the words of the Tao Te Ching, before God. You know, before God. What's before God? And this is just one way of pointing towards what Bentino calls beyond experiencing and what I call beyond mind. It's, I often call it unmanifest life, prior to awareness. In fact, one thing that I often teach in MPP is that, you know, unmanifest life, the beyond, the indescribable, is the first principle. And then its first and only direct creation is awareness. Awareness would be the only begotten Son of God. And then after awareness came the third principle, which we call mind. So mind is even after awareness. And then after mind, you have the fourth principle, which is manifestation. And so many people are caught up in manifestation, right? Completely caught up in the world, completely caught up in the belief, I am a person, completely caught up in manifestation. And they're still just trying to grasp the idea that manifestation comes from mind. They're not ready for the first principle. They're only moving from the fourth principle back to the third. And some people have seen now through their own practice that the world is a projection of the mind. They've noticed how when they let go of their mind in certain areas, how things shift and change. So they get that. And now they're starting to go beyond mind. And by the way, beyond mind is beyond both ego and Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is right mind. They're beginning to go beyond mind to that which is always constant, called awareness. But that's still the second principle. There's a first principle, even prior to awareness. And this is, again, you'll see this taught, if you take MPP, you'll see this taught in the Bhagavad Gita, you'll see this taught in the Tao Te Ching, you'll see this taught in Kabbalah. But Bentino teaches it. And it may not be a teaching that everybody is ready for. But then he also has, then what? You know, which I think is kind of interesting. There's always already present, which is getting to the only begotten Son, the Son of God, getting to awareness, constant, changeless awareness. There's beyond experiencing, which would really be, we could call it the Father, beyond awareness, right? And then he comes back to empowered consciousness. So what? Once you've realized awareness, once you've realized the infinite, which is beyond awareness, but you still have this experience, then what? And he calls that empowered consciousness. And this is where Bentino gets quite playful in his own life. And not everybody understands his playfulness. And in fact, some people judge him heavily for his playfulness. Like recently, he underwent some experiment of not sleeping. I think he would go, I forget the exact details, he would sleep like every 4 hours for 20 minutes or something, but he didn't sleep at night like we do, just every 4 hours, 20 minutes or something silly like that. He climbs rocks here in Colorado where most people use ropes. He does not use ropes. He's extremely radical in his empowered consciousness. And lots of people will listen to his empowered consciousness teaching and they misunderstand him as teaching the law of attraction. But he's not teaching the law of attraction. He's teaching a discovery and a playfulness that is meant to come after realization. After you know that you're the infinite. After you know, not mentally, but know that you cannot die. So it's a pretty far reach for a lot of people. But it's, yeah, like we forgot to laugh. Very good. but he's a very good teacher. So I have asked him to be our satsang guest on Sunday, September 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. He has accepted. Now, tomorrow I have an appointment to remind him. I asked him a couple of months ago. I will be honest with you. I have one little concern. Usually I hear from Bentino once a week. I'm on his local mailing list, and he usually mails his local mailing list once a week, you know, here in Colorado. He went to Europe for a couple of months. He was supposed to be back at the end of July, and I would have expected his local mailing list to start up again, and I have not heard from him. So I have a slight wonder if he stayed in Europe longer than he planned, and I don't know. So I may have to come back at some point and say, okay, guys, I went through this big yaha, and as it turns out, Bentino's not in the States. We don't have him after all. So that, and if not, I'll just reschedule him for another time. But tomorrow I will contact him, at least attempt to contact him, and hopefully confirm the date. And hopefully, you know, as was planned, he will be our satsang guest in 2 weeks. And if not, we'll figure something else out. you know, you go with what is. Lynn says that she has a recording of the Bentino satsang that he did here in Pueblo. It was an all-day satsang, and he gave us the recording afterwards. And she says she sometimes plays that in the room. So maybe over the next couple of weeks, while hopefully we're waiting for him to be here live, maybe she'll play that and y'all can get to know Bentino a little better. You could also find Bentino on the internet. Some of the teachings you're going to find are going to be from 4 years ago, though, when I felt he wasn't quite ready yet. And so you may see that as well. Just keep that in mind. But he's a very mature teacher now, very clear, very consistent. The way he answers questions is phenomenal. You know, when people have questions, he has great clarity into their question, and great clarity comes through him as the answer. I don't know if there's anything else to say. Does anybody have any questions about Bentino? I see someone is asking, so he veered away from the middle way. Shouldn't a human always stay there? I just can't comment. Remember my teaching earlier when I said, I take my stand where no difference exists. I can't comment on Bentino's decisions. They are a little wilder than the decisions I would make. I'm not interested in that. Of course, you know, he's in a young man's body, and I'm in an older woman's body. I don't know how much of a difference that makes. You know, he has that energy of a man somewhere between 25 and 30. And I have the energy of a woman nearing 55. So, you know, Bentino does as Bentino does. That's all I can say. All right. Does anybody have any other questions then? That is the end of my agenda. Well, I'll tell you what, since we have 4 minutes left, let me go to Bentino's biography. Let me just share his biography with you. Let's see if I can find that. I know it's here somewhere. Okay, here I am on his welcome page. How do I get to where his biography was? Bentino, I need help with your website. Maybe I can't find it. Bentino biography. It should be somewhere, but I don't know where it is. Oh, wait, here we go. Here we go. I found it. So let me read his biography to you. It says his name, by the way, it pronounces it here. It says it's Bentino. Bentino is how you say it. He says, ever since I can remember, I have had a heightened sense of the endless possibilities that lie forgotten within the human being, or rather, within our nature as consciousness. This intuition, coupled with what I saw in the world around me and my personal frustration with my circumstances, the stupidity of going to school, and the unconscious acting of people in general as I perceived it, culminated in a compulsive urge to get to the root of all things, to find the truth that lies in the heart of all that is. So it was that at the age of 16, I consciously decided to commit myself to the search for the source of all things. I intuited that this ultimate answer, as I called it at the time, would reveal to me or anyone else who sufficiently was aware of it, such a deep understanding of the workings of life that, through and by the power of that understanding, one would be capable of resolving any issue, question, or practical matter for any individual's path to total well-being, as well as lead our entire civilization's liberation from conflict altogether. I'm not going to have time to finish this. Let's see. I'm going to skip down to his liberation. He says, after years of this desperate quest, filled with effort, judgment, self-torture, and constant striving, I finally gave up on trying to follow other teachers' ideas of what to practice. I decided to trust myself instead out of sheer mental exhaustion. This exhaustion and letting go happened in a state of utter despondency and disappointment at the failure of my relentless attempts to get it and to get it in time and to play by other people's beliefs. These people were, I finally realized, no more enlightened than I was, even if they had practiced some form of meditation for 30 years. It was then, in India, that I had my first profound shift in allegiance toward that which I already knew underneath to be true, but had doubted because of the apparent authority of other enlightened ones. The infinite potential, all present, vibrantly and brilliantly, always and already right here and now. It was this truth of this very presence of existence itself that had nudged me all along and carried me through my desperate yet focused search and purged me out into self-reliance, self-responsibility, and self-realization, as well as into a life filled with ever-expanding wonder, awe, joy, and empowerment in ways I could not imagine before. And it goes on from there. But I do not have time to read the rest. That just gives you a little taste of Bentino. So like I said, hopefully he has returned from Europe, or at least will by the 21st. And if so, we have a date, agreed to date, that he will be here as our satsang guest on the third Sunday in September. So that's it. That's the end of the member meeting. Thanks, y'all, for coming. Bye.